Intersections, the Morning Edition series on artists and their inspirations, continues today with Billy Ray, the writer and director of Shattered Glass. The movie, to be released on DVD this week, tells the true story of fallen journalist Stephen Glass, who in the late 1990s fabricated most of the articles he wrote for the New Republic. Among the praises, the New York Times called Shattered Glass an astute and gripping drama. NPR's Elizabeth Blair spoke with Billy Ray about the movie that most influenced his Shattered Glass.
All the President's Men, directed by Alan Pakula, is one of Billy Ray's favorite films from the 1970s, a decade, he says, when directors emphasized, above all, great storytelling.
And as a matter of fact, when we went to go make Shattered Glass, every meeting that I had with every editor, with every production designer, the conversation was always about All the President's Men. How do we make a movie that has that kind of invisible style where it's very unselfconscious in the way the story gets told?
Starring Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman, the movie tells the story of how Washington Post reporters Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward uncovered the details behind the Watergate break-in, which ultimately led to President Nixon's resignation.
Okay, do we know how much money we're talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. And these men are the key to what that money was used for. Boy, that made me paranoid. At one point, I suddenly wondered how high up this thing goes, and her paranoia finally got to me. I thought what we had was so hot that any minute CBS or NBC are going to come into the windows and take the story.
You're both paranoid. She's afraid of John Mitchell, and you're afraid of Walter Cronkite.
Right.
Can we go back to what she said?
Yeah.
Woodward and Bernstein, at their core, were grinders. They got their hands dirty. They were making the phone calls. They were checking sources. They were doing all that hard work that had to get done in order to substantiate reporting. Part of what people love about that movie is that it just opened up a window and let us step through into that world of detail and process.
Committee to re-elect the president.
Could I please speak to Mr. Clark McGregor?
One moment, I'll come
to you.
One of Billy Ray's favorite scenes from All the President's Men is when Robert Redford, as Woodward, is working the phones, trying to get to the bottom of a $25,000 check.
Hello.
Yes?
This is Bob Woodward of the Washington Post. I just spoke to a Mr. Kenneth Dahlberg, who says that he is Midwest Finance Chief.
Yeah, I know Ken Dahlberg.
Well, I can't seem to get an explanation on why a check for $25,000 made out to Mr. Dahlberg that he apparently sent to the committee to re-elect the president would end up in the bank account of a Watergate burglar.
I don't know.
As all this is happening, it's a single shot of Robert Redford, and I timed it once, it's 6.5 minutes long, of a guy on a telephone.
Sir, no one is saying anything.
Mr. Dahlberg is online, too.
For the re-election of the president, we've raised $60 million, and you're asking about a $25,000 check.
Mr. McGregor, excuse me, could you hold 1 second, please, sir?
All right.
Thank you. Yes.
Hello?
Mr. Dahlberg.
Yes.
Could you please hold 1 second, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. McGregor.
Yeah.
Could I call you right back, sir?
Yeah,
I'm very sorry.
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Dahlberg.
It is just glorious. The idea that a filmmaker had that kind of patience and that kind of confidence in his material and in his star, that he could leave a camera on him for 6.5 minutes and the guy never gets up from that chair. It's that kind of thing that you just don't see in movies anymore, and yet it's one of the singular moments from that movie.
Billy Ray was just 13 when he first saw All the President's Men. He says he was already something of a political junkie.
And I was always the kid who sat in the front of the car during carpool and discussed Nixon with whoever was driving. And I grew up in one of those homes in which Woodward and Bernstein were heroes. And the idea of the journalist as defender of the right, as the seeker of the truth, that was real in our house. That meant something. And in fact, the movie that we just made, Shattered Glass, is my sort of open love letter to Woodward and Bernstein by way of examining what's happened to the mantle that they handed down to this new generation of journalists that wants the fame of Woodward and Bernstein but doesn't want to do the work.
Shattered Glass is the antithesis of All the President's Men. Based on a Vanity Fair article by Buzz Bissinger, the movie examines how an ambitious young writer duped his editors at the New Republic by fabricating his stories. In the film, Stephen Glass, played by Hayden Christensen, is so charismatic when he pitches his ideas, even those that sound too good to be true seduce his colleagues.
Is anyone interested in hackers? Because I met this kid named Ian Restall. biggest computer geek of all time. He hacked his way into the database of a company called Juked Micronics and posted naked pictures of women and the salary of every Juked employee on Juked's website with a note saying, "The big bad bionic boy has been here, baby."
Stephen Glass's story, Hack Heaven, was published in the New Republic in May 1998. It was a reporter for another company, Forbes.com, who discovered that none of the people, events, even businesses named in the piece existed. In this scene, Forbes reporter Adam Pennenberg, played by Steve Zahn, confronts Glass in a conference call.
A few other people we can't seem to locate. Julie Farthwork, Frank Juliet, and Ian Ressel's agent, Jill Hyatt. We called the numbers you gave us, we got voicemails for all three, and the emails were sent back, no address or account closed.
Really? Because I've emailed them about a million times each. Hyatt's online all day long.
Did you ever call these people and get them directly?
No. I always left messages and spoke to them when they called me back.
Billy Ray sees a parallel between the current states of journalism and the movie industry. In both fields, there are pressures to do a lot more than stick to the story. But in Shattered Glass, he was determined to be faithful to the real events. To reinforce that idea with his cast and crew, the night before shooting, Ray made them watch All the President's Men.
I knew that I'm not as talented as Alan Pakula was. I knew that we didn't have a story that was a stage as large as the taking down of a president, but I did want everyone to know that the intention was to be that good and that we were going to do everything we could to be subtle and to be restrained and yet tell a story that had some power.
Billy Ray's work on Shattered Glass caught the attention of producers of a new film. This time, Ray will tackle the story of Robert Hansen, the FBI agent who is serving a life sentence for espionage. Shattered Glass will be released on DVD this week. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Ray's discussion of the current state of journalism and video clips from Shattered Glass and All the President's Men are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.